talked the other night about Trick Daddy. Daddy, who is 46 years old. He was 51. A rapper back in the day. But now the reason why we're talking about him is because he's on his own radio show in Miami.
Yep.
And they do this segment called, it's called like Unpopular Opinion or something. And then you give an unpopular opinion, like, I don't know, dogs aren't cute, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. And then people argue with you about it. Well, his unpopular opinion that we talked about the other day, and he said it on Clubhouse, was that Beyonce can't sing and Jay-Z is not a good rapper, and calling him the greatest rapper of all time is wrong on so many levels.
Right.
So he gets, I mean, the Beehive goes after him. The Jay-Z fans who don't have a name, we should be called the Hovas, went after him like crazy. So he goes on his own radio show. And here's what he says.
But what I said was, I don't think Beyonce could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And that Beyonce is to R&B what Jay-Z is to the state of hip-hop in New York at the time when Jay-Z was began considering himself as the king of hip-hop.
So he basically doubles down on it. Beyonce can't sing. Jay-Z is not the king of hip-hop, despite the fact that they both have billions of dollars because they have so many fans and they're so talented and we all love them.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Williams is really good friends with Trick Daddy. So I want you to play the rest of the clip because Wendy Williams comes up next. And I want to play what she says because I do have a question for you about this. It kind of calls into friendship, you know, and what do you defend your friends? Despite what they say. So here's Wendy.
Well, Beyonce can sing, but she's...
But.
Stop. But she's not the greatest singer.
Okay. We can agree with that.
Like, she needs help with the auto tunes and all those buttons.
She doesn't need to be auto tuned. I've heard her sing in person. No, she's amazing, but okay.
But that's because, you know what? Because she's a showgirl.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that is true.
She gives us hair and face and dancing and heels and fell down those steps and got back up. There is no one like Beyonce. She doesn't have to sing. You know, she can do the auto tune. And yeah, Jay-Z is not in my top five.
Basically, what she's saying is she agrees with Trick Daddy because they're really good friends. I mean, she went on about like how long she's known Trick Daddy and that, you know, sometimes when you're their age, 46, you know, you don't know when to shut up, but he didn't care and he doubled down on what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is this. Think about somebody that you are really tight with, like one of your best friends, somebody who you really, you have their back.
They
have said something really stupid publicly.
Non-stop.
Something that maybe you do not agree with.
Right.
So the question is, do you have their back and be their friend and support what they said, even though you don't agree with them? Or do you come out and go, look, I love this person, they're my friend, but what they said is insane? Because that's not what she did. She actually agreed and said Beyonce can't sing, she needs auto-tune, and she's a showgirl, called her a showgirl. And Jay-Z is not in her top five.
I think if you have a national platform like that and one of your friends says something stupid that you really don't want to get involved with because you don't want to go after Jay-Z or Beyonce's fans. You don't want to do that. So what I would do is just shut my mouth and not talk about that story.
Right. Why do that story?
Right.
Yeah.
Don't even bring it up. Just if they're your friend, that's fine. Their friendship means you're not going to bring it up. You're not going to give it more publicity than it needs.
Right.
So I'm not taking a side. I'm just not doing it.
That's what she should have done, because now the Beehive and the Jay-Z fans are going to go after her.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to put yourself at this? Isn't your fight. You know, my new saying is not my circus, not my clowns.
Right.
So that's not her fight. Just because she's friends with Trick Daddy, just don't bring it up. If you're friends, don't bring it up. Protect your friend and don't even talk about it.
Well, and I guarantee Trick Daddy has forgotten that he's your friend because he's so high.
So, oh, that's a good point, too. Right.
And I know this about Trick Daddy because I know Trick Daddy.
Right.
And Trick Daddy was a complete nightmare. There's no way you can be friends with him. because he was impossible to work with.
And he's not going to defend her on his radio show. Oh, if she says something stupid, he's going to be the first person to pile on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I still can't believe they propped him up enough to do a morning show. I mean, I can't believe he makes it to work every day. That's the thing that blows my mind, because he is horrible to work with.
Lion King Kitty says it's because she can't help herself. And that's, you know, I kind of agree with that, because she feels the need to insert herself in every single story, everything that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's when you tell your producers or the writer, whoever writes those stories, we're not going to do that one. Move on. Put something else in. Put a Britney Spears thing in there and let's just move. I don't even want to bring it up because I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth, because you know what their fans are like.
Jay-Z and Beyonce are the king and queen. I mean, you can't go after royalty. You know, you go after Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you know what I mean? Go after somebody who is seen as condescending or somebody that a lot of people do not like.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go after the king and queen. There's, when someone tells me, as you know, Jay-Z is like my favorite rapper of all time. And I spent my 40th birthday. It was a really big deal. It was like this big birthday party my friends and I had. And as soon as we finished with the birthday party, we went right over to Barclays Center and we saw Jay-Z perform. Like that's mm-hmm. how I spent my 40th birthday with Jay-Z. That was my moment. Like, that's what I wanted to do on my birthday. My friends and my man.
Mm-hmm.